听力课堂，听 class.com。
Welcome to Studio Classroom, friends. My name is Steve. Yesterday, we started our lesson by asking, what exactly goes on in an American classroom? And how is an American classroom physically different from a classroom where you are from? In this month's American Culture Corner, we attempt to shed some light on this topic. Of course, Jack and Laura are here today to help us. They always bring a different perspective, and they always bring a few new key words, like the verb volunteer. Kendra volunteered to wash all the dishes after our family dinner. And we'll see Jack use the useful adverb naturally, as in, I love chocolate. So naturally, I ate 2 pieces of that chocolate cake. Okay, let's open our magazine again to page 16, and begin reading Conversation A.
The American School Environment. Conversation A.
Hi, Laura. I'm home. I just dropped off Amelia at my sister's house.
It was nice of you to pick your niece up from school and take her home.
That's what uncles are for. But I had to take Zelda, too.
Who's Zelda?
Zelda is the class guinea pig. Since Monday's a holiday, someone had to take Zelda home.
And Amelia volunteered.
Naturally. You know how much she loves animals.
I think it's great that her class has a pet. It teaches their kids about responsibility.
Yes. I know my sister is glad.
She's glad the guinea pig goes back to school on Tuesday.
Hi, friends. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Chelsea. Welcome back for our second day of talking about the American school environment. Now, yesterday we learned a lot about the American school environment. We learned that classrooms are often student-centered, and that students like to share their opinions, and that sometimes the physical layout of the classroom looks different. Today, we are going to be listening to a conversation between Jack and Laura and learning even more about what it's like to be in a classroom in America.
That's right. And if Chelsea and I seem excited to talk about this, well, it's because both of us were teachers in America. We both taught at high schools, as many of you know, and so we're also sharing a bit of our own experience as a teacher and what our classrooms were like. So let's look at our conversation right now. Again, it's between Jack and Laura, and we're going to learn quite a bit from just from this simple conversation. Now, Jack says, "Hi, Laura, I'm home. I just dropped off Amelia at my sister's house." Now, who in the world is Amelia?
Well, if we take a look at the next part of the text, it says, Laura says, it was nice of you to pick up your niece from school and take her home. So Amelia is Jack's niece. And you would have a niece if your brother or your sister has a daughter. So it looks like Jack's sister has a daughter named Amelia. That makes Amelia Jack's niece.
And Jack is a great uncle because he is willing to pick her up from school. Not every kid in America rides a bus. In fact, sometimes there aren't enough buses for all the kids, so they either have to ride in with their parents or they have to walk or find another way to get to school. But in this situation, Jack is picking up Amelia, and he says a fun little line here. He says, well, that's what uncles are for. Now, before we go any further, let's go to Liz and get some grammar on the go.
Hi there, friends. I hope you're all doing well today. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. We've been talking about what goes on in an American classroom, so here I am in a classroom. As you can tell, the layout of this classroom is a traditional kind. Just look at the desks and chairs all lined up in rows. Well, before the students start coming in, let's take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. That's what uncles are for. This kind of an expression, that's what someone or something is for, is usually said after someone or something's duty or responsibility or function is mentioned or affirmed. Going back to today's article, Laura had just finished complimenting Jack for taking his niece home, and Jack wanted her to know that he was just doing his job as an uncle, so he said, that's what uncles are for. Such an expression is most often found in informal spoken situations. Let's look at some more examples. If your neighbor is thanking you for watching his dog while he was away, you could say, that's what neighbors are for. Or maybe you have a classmate who's having some trouble at school and needs someone to talk to. You could tell her, you should go talk to one of the teachers at the counseling center. That's what they're for. For more examples of how this expression can be used, please check out today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for now. Time for me to head out before the students start coming in for class. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. So Jack has just picked up his niece, Amelia, from school, and he tells Laura that not only did he have to pick up his niece, but I also had to take Zelda, too. Now, Zelda's an interesting name, Rachel. So Laura, I think, was wondering, is Zelda one of Amelia's friends?
Yes.
Well, who's Zelda?
Who is Zelda? Well, Zelda is an animal, actually. Zelda is the class guinea pig. Now, if you're wondering what a guinea pig is, they kind of look like a little, kind of like a rodent almost, like a little rat. But actually, it's a bit different. And a guinea pig is kind of like an experimental animal. And an animal maybe they're learning some things about or they're doing experiments with. And since Monday was a holiday, someone had to take Zelda home. They couldn't just leave Zelda at school.
So it sounds like Zelda is a class pet. It sounds like this class of elementary school children actually keep this animal in their classroom, and they probably learn how to take care of it, and they are expected to show responsibility with it by maybe feeding it and giving it water and making sure it's comfortable. And so over a long weekend, somebody would need to take care of the pet at home, so it looks like Amelia took Zelda home.
She did. She volunteered to take Zelda home. So if she volunteered to do it, she willingly said, I'll do it, and nobody's paying her to do it or forcing her to do it. She wants to do it on her own. And so Amelia must love pets, because notice Jack's response. He says, naturally.
Naturally. Now, this is an interesting use of this word, but you use this word like this to say that something is normal, that it's not surprising. So when Amelia volunteered, Jack said, naturally. You know, I understand. I get that. It's something she would do. It's part of her personality. You might say that the girl won the singing contest naturally. Well, that's no surprise. She's just a gifted singer.
Of course, right? Maybe that's another word we could use. Of course she won. Naturally she won. And in Amelia's case, she loves animals, so she wanted to take this pet home. Well, Laura says, I think it's great her class has a pet. It teaches the kids about responsibility. And it does. Pets make them more responsible. And Jack agrees. He says, I know my sister is glad. But what else is she glad about?
Well, Jack's sister is also glad that the guinea pig goes back to school on Tuesday. She's probably not quite ready to keep the guinea pig Zelda forever, but she's happy to help for the weekend. Well, right now we are going to go to the chat room. But stay with us. We will be back to learn more from Jack and Laura.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Chat Room. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Ken. Hi, everyone.
Well, today we are continuing our discussion about the typical day for an American student. So, Ken, do you have any other questions about this subject?
Yes, I'm wondering what students in America do after school.
Ah, yes. I'm glad you brought that up, Ken.
there are a variety of extracurricular activities.
Extracurricular?
Yes, extracurricular means outside the regular curriculum of a school. Students may be involved in tutoring, sports, music, drama, or other extracurricular activities. Some may go home right after school to work on homework and then do chores around the house. And some high school students have jobs that they must go to after school.
在美国，学校放学后有许多的 extracurricular activities. Curriculum 是课业课程， extracurricular 是超越课业的。所以呢， extracurricular activity 就是放学后的课外活动。So, Brandon, what did you do after school?
Well, I remember that for part of my time in high school that I worked at a grocery store after school.
Okay, well, at least you were able to earn a few dollars. But, Brandon, how do students get their homework done if they're working after school?
Most students only work for a few hours after school, and they only work a few days a week.
Oh, I see. Now, you also mentioned that some students play sports. Do many students play sports?
Yes, Ken. Sports are really popular in America, and a lot of students are involved in sports. If a high school student is really good at a certain sport, he can try out for a varsity team.
A varsity team?
That's right. In America, varsity sports teams are the principal athletic teams representing a high school or university. Such teams compete against the principal athletic teams at other schools.
很多美国学生热衷于体育以及球类运动。若是一个学生在某一项运动表现得很好，他可以去 try out, 参加甄选，看看是否能够加入学校的 varsity team, 校队。Okay, it sounds like American students have a lot to keep them busy, but what do students do once they get home?
Well, most students will need to do their homework and then maybe a few chores. Then students may eat dinner, hang out with friends, relax, play video games, watch TV, or maybe even read a book.
All of those things sound nice.
Except for the chores.
Yeah, but that'll keep the parents happy.
True. Right now, it's time for a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi friends, welcome back from the break. Jack and Laura give us a little insight of what a classroom in America might be like. Are you noticing that American students have different responsibilities, different opportunities, more or less freedom? When comparing different education systems, I think we'll find each has its own pluses and minuses. With what you know so far, what do you like or dislike about American school environments? Keep these questions in mind as we head into conversation B. In this conversation, we'll find the key word campus, as in our school is on a beautiful campus with lots of modern buildings. And lastly, the noun locker. Janice keeps all her books and notebooks in her locker at school. Okay, let's begin this new conversation, which starts at the top of page 17.
The American School Environment. Conversation B. I had an interesting day.
What did you do?
At lunchtime, I went to the high school to talk to one of the teachers.
It must have been hard to get into the parking lot.
It was. Kids were piling into cars and heading out for lunch.
So the school has an open campus?
I guess so. But the cafeteria was also full of kids eating. And some kids were also eating in the halls in front of their lockers.
Was anyone studying?
Yes. The library was full of kids.
Good. Then high school is still a place to get an education.
Welcome back. Let's continue our conversation with Jack and Laura. This is now conversation B. So we'll jump right into it. Laura says to Jack, I had an interesting day. And so, of course, Jack's next question is, what did you do and what did Laura do?
Well, at lunchtime, apparently, she had to go to the high school to talk to one of the teachers. We're not sure why, but she went to the high school. And Jack's first comment is, well, it must have been hard to get into the parking lot. Why would that be, Rachel?
Well, in an American school, the parking lot is often quite busy at lunchtime. Now, the first thing you need to know is that a lot of American students have cars because you can drive in most states by the time you are 16 years old. And so sometimes kids live very far away from school or the students and they need a vehicle, they need a car to get to school, so they start driving at the young age of 16. So what does this mean at lunchtime? Well, they're getting into their cars, aren't they, Chelsea?
Well, our text tells us that the kids were piling into cars and heading out for lunch. So if you pile into a car, that means you and maybe some of your friends are getting into a car very quickly. So maybe this was going on all over the parking lot. Kids were piling into cars. They were probably very hungry. It's lunchtime. And they were driving out of the parking lot for lunch. Jack says, so the school has an open campus? What does this mean?
Well, in many American schools, especially if they're in the city, they have an open campus because there are quite a few restaurants nearby and students can leave at lunchtime and they can go to maybe a fast food restaurant or something like that and they can get their own lunch. I think here in Asia, some schools have open campuses as well, but others have closed campuses where you need to bring your own lunch or eat at the school. However, at this particular school, kids have the freedom to leave.
And you know, not every school in America has an open campus. Some have closed campuses. But if it does have an open campus, sometimes there are guidelines and sometimes it's a special privilege. Maybe the upper classes are the only ones who are allowed to go out for open campus lunch. And maybe the younger students have to stay behind and eat lunch in the cafeteria, which is not always that bad. So maybe you have to wait until you're a little bit older to go off campus for lunch.
That's a good point. And I know also, at least at the school where I taught, if you abuse the privilege or if you don't handle it responsibly, well, then you will completely lose the privilege and you won't get an open campus privilege. So it's one of those things that kids are expected to be responsible if they go off campus. But Laura's next response is, well, I guess so. But she said the cafeteria was also full of kids eating. And some kids were also eating in the halls in front of their lockers. So it just sounds like it's a little bit chaotic during lunchtime.
Yes, people everywhere eating their lunches, some even in front of their lockers. Now, a locker is kind of that cupboard-shaped object that you find in school hallways, and it has a lock on it, and students are usually assigned an individual locker, and they can open it each morning with a special combination and maybe hang their coat up or put their book bag in there and they can keep all of their books in there and maybe their pens and their paper. And whenever they need something, they just go to their locker and get it and then go on to their classes.
Exactly. And of course, during lunch, a lot of kids will just hang out around their lockers and they'll eat some food and chat with their friends. And Jack asks the question, was anyone studying? Now, this actually surprises me that the library was full of kids. I have to say, I don't think the kids ever used the library during lunchtime at my school, but maybe at some schools, kids or students look at the library as a good place to go to get a little bit of extra studying in.
So students everywhere eating lunch, perhaps they're even studying over their lunch break. And Jack responds, well, good. Then high school is still a place to get an education. And of course, that is the most important thing. The most important priority for a high school is to make sure their students are educated.
Of course, it's also a social time for many students, but that is the main priority. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed today's lesson, that again, you've learned something new and that you'll join us here next time at Studio Classroom Worldwide. Let's watch today's skit.
Hey, let's ask the teacher for a class pet.
Great
idea, but taking care of an animal is a big responsibility.
Oh, yeah. Who will take care of it?
I volunteer to feed it.
Oh, okay. And I'll volunteer to clean the cage.
Yeah. But what kind of pet do we want?
Oh, well, I know. Monkeys are fun and cute.
Oh, how about rabbits? They're so cute and sweet.
Oh, what about a bear?
Turtles are nice, too.
Oh, I know. How about a dinosaur?
A dinosaur? Oh, no, silly. We can't get a dinosaur.
Why not?
Dinosaurs won't fit in the classroom. They're too big.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how about a zebra?
Okay, let's ask the teacher for a zebra.
Zebras are cool.
How do you spell it?
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。今天第一个重点我们看 volunteer 这个动词。Volunteer 是指自愿去做或者是担任某种职务。如果是自愿参加某个团体，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ，Carl volunteered for the army during World War II。Carl 在世界第二次世界大战自愿从军。如果是自愿做某件事，是用不定词 to 再加上动词。例如 ，Gina volunteered to accompany her classmate to the school nurse。Gina 自愿要陪同学去学校的护士那里。接下来我们看的是 naturally 这个副词。Naturally 是指自然地或天生地。例如 ，Molly is naturally blonde。Molly 是天生就是金发，或者是 singing comes naturally for Jasmine。歌唱对 Jasmine 来说是天生就会的。但是今天的课文中 naturally 是指当然地或者是不用说。例如 naturally we want our employees to work in a comfortable environment. 当然我们会要员工都在舒适的环境中工作。最后我们来看的是 locker 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 lock, 锁这个名词。所以 locker 是指储物柜。例如 ,we put our luggage in a locker at the train station before we started our city tour. 我们开始市区观光之前先把行李放在火车站的储物柜。如果是 locker room, 就是指体育馆或者是游泳池或三温暖里面有 locker 的更衣室。And time really flies, I'll see you next time, bye bye!
The American School Environment. Conversation A.
Hi, Laura. I'm home. I just dropped off Amelia at my sister's house.
It was nice of you to pick your niece up from school and take her home.
That's what uncles are for. But I had to take Zelda, too.
Who's Zelda?
Zelda is the class guinea pig. Since Monday's a holiday, someone had to take Zelda home.
And Amelia volunteered.
Naturally. You know how much she loves animals.
I think it's great that her class has a pet. It teaches the kids about responsibility.
Yes. I know my sister is glad.
She's glad the guinea pig goes back to school on Tuesday. Conversation B. I had an interesting day.
What did you do?
At lunchtime, I went to the high school to talk to one of the teachers.
It must have been hard to get into the parking lot.
It was. Kids were piling into cars and heading out for lunch.
So the school has an open campus?
I guess so. But the cafeteria was also full of kids eating. And some kids were also eating in the halls in front of their lockers.
Was anyone studying?
Yes.The library was full of kids.
Good. Then high school is still a place to get an education.
So if you've ever wondered what an American classroom is like, now you know. As I said before, this lesson makes a good springboard for an English conversation with a friend or classmate. Why not use the talk about it questions on page 16 to help get yourself started. Also, friends, take some time to check out page 3 in your magazines. There you'll find some very helpful tips, most out of your Studio Classroom magazine and this program. Follow the suggestions of what to do before, during, and after the program, and then watch your English take off. Our next lesson is a special sports article that will be of interest to you, especially those of you who live in the Taipei area. Find out what's going on Monday. Until then, everyone, have a great weekend. Bye-bye, friends.